Hello friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. We are getting pretty close to 4 years of this podcast, which is exciting, it's scary, and just quite nice. It will feed into the theme of today's episode as well. However, on top of hoping and trusting that you are well as you tune into this episode, I want to share something that I hope will almost sprinkle a little bit of positivity into your day. Something that I feel like recently for me, I found quite calming, quite beneficial and useful for having a very immediate somatic reset. And I know a lot of you listen to this podcast or these episodes first thing in the morning, a time where peace should be prevalent and where your time should be filled with allowing yourself to breathe. Now, this might seem a little bit different to the start of any other podcast that I've done, but trust me with this one and see how it makes you feel. So, all I actually want you to do is a very small exercise at this very particular moment in time is just pause for a second and take two short breaths in through the nose. And then release through the mouth. And do this again one more time. Breathe in through the nose twice and hold. And then release. And just sit with this for a moment. The impact that this can have on any moment of your day is substantial. It is one of these things where you can't not benefit from it. Even just now as I sit here, having taken that moment to breathe, I can feel the energy almost pulsating through my body as I've done that. It, in some way, brings an elevated feeling of peace. So, trust me on this one. And hopefully might be something that I continue to create a little bit of a habit that allows you to be in a bubble or a space of peace for you as you take this precious moment out of your day to focus on you. As I mentioned at the start, I'm going to be talking a little bit around the boring side of life and the exciting side of life. I'm going to compare them against each other, and I'm going to provide not a solution, but an option for you to potentially pursue over the next few days if you like, or just in your own reflections as time goes on. But essentially, I've titled this episode A Boring Versus an Exciting Life. So enjoy. This idea came to me from previous reading as well as a moment where I was reading through my reflections from last year. Things I was most proud of and things that maybe happened experience-wise and how I reflected upon those. And the most profound realization, and again, we can't choose these moments where we have them, but but the most profound realization I had around these moments and these things were that I was most proud of the most mundane things. I was proud that I felt healthy. I was proud that I'd managed to continue to produce consistent writing and podcasts for the Self-Improvement Project. I was proud that I went almost the whole year without really getting that ill. I was proud that I managed to be consistent with my exercise and my diet for the most part. And as you've probably realized through listening to that list, they are the most boring, mundane things. But these are the things that bring us the most peace. Arguably, things like our health, our relationships, learning from reading books and things that interest us, they might be perceived as boring from a perception level, and probably quite mundane because it's not the clickbait entertainment that all of us strive to have on a daily basis. It's just pure living. It's intentional with no means to an end. Ultimately, what I've realized is that the most boring and mundane things in your life are the infinite things. They're the things that, for you, there is no end goal. There is nothing at the end of the rainbow for you here. It is, like I said, pure living. Purely enjoying the step-by-step, day-by-day living. Now, as beautiful and as pure as infinite living is, ultimately, we do need that little bit of excitement in our life. This is why finite things exist. So, on the other hand, we have the finite things in life that maybe make our life a bit exciting. The most finite thing in the world is potentially sports, where you have a result and sometimes your entire mood can depend on a result of a finite game. It's an end game. Personally, I always have to catch myself somewhat with this project because everything is pulling me towards it being a finite game. But that's not what I want this to be. I want it to be the thing that goes on forever, which I've already explained to you guys. What are the things in your life that are finite, that are dragging you into the game that might be exciting, but might not make you truly happy? When we play the finite and infinite games, we need to ask ourselves questions around what we want. For instance, like I said, with my writing in this podcast, am I sacrificing opportunities for success by focusing on the infinite? Absolutely. Am I limiting the reach of my work because I'm not playing a finite game? Of course. But by playing the exciting finite games, the opposite, this would risk me losing some of the infinite benefits, the peace that it brings, the pride that it brings, and potentially other things that, to me, are important as well. As you can maybe gauge, I don't think these are mutually exclusive. nor to be purely played off on one another. It's not like we choose to have a boring life or an exciting life. Perhaps there could be a ratio to abide by for this. Off the top of my head, you could try for every 3 infinite things you have in your life, you could play 1 finite game. The beauty of this ratio, potentially, is that it's win-win. Regardless of what happens, you'll always have your infinite games to fall back on. The main benefit of having a ratio such as this as well would be the gratitude from realizing that most of the games that you play are the ones that will bring you love, will bring you peace, will bring you the things that are immeasurable and intangible. The things that everyone cares about but nobody says they care about. Finding that excitement in your life brings novelty. It brings that fun into the day to day, the week to week. But without the foundation of the infinite things that you are doing, how are you supposed to enjoy any of it in the long term? And those are my thoughts today, guys. The boring versus the exciting life. If anything, it should be the boring and exciting life. If you have any thoughts on today's episode or anything that I can build upon or maybe look at in a little bit more depth for an episode such as this, write to me. I love hearing from you all. I love hearing from you regularly. Otherwise, guys, have a wonderful week, and I will see you all next time. Cheers.